Hello students, welcome to the distance learning program launched by AIES. This is class 9th mathematics, chapter 4, linear equations in two variables. This whole chapter is divided into three modules. This is module 2. Now in module 1, we have learned what is a linear equation in two variables and its general form. And we have also seen what do we mean by the solution of linear equation in two variables and how many solutions a linear equation in two variables has. Then we have also learnt how to find the solutions of linear equations in two variables. Now in this module 2 we will learn the graphical representation of solution of linear equation in two variables. So to start with, let us consider the linear equation in two variables, x plus 2y equal to 6, and we need to plot the graph of this linear equation. So to plot the graph of this linear equation, first we need to find the solutions of this linear equation. So the given linear equation can be rewritten as x is equal to 6 minus 2y. Now putting y is equal to 0, x will be equal to 6 minus 2 times of 0, that is 6 minus 0, which is equal to 6. Similarly, putting y is equal to 1, we get x is equal to 4, and putting y is equal to 2, we get x is equal to 2, and putting y is equal to 3, we get x is equal to 0. Therefore, the solutions of the given linear equation are 6, 0, 4, 1, 2, 2, and 0, 3. Now in the previous chapter, coordinate geometry, we have learnt how to plot points on a graph. So by using that knowledge, if we plot the points on the graph 6, 0, 4, 1, 2, 2, and 0, 3, and if we try to join them, we will get a straight line passing through all these points. This straight line is called the graph of the linear equation. Now from the graph, we can observe that every point whose coordinates satisfy the equation x plus 2y equal to 6 lies on the line AB. This means that if we find any other solution of the given linear equation and try to plot that point will lie on the line AB. The second observation is that every point on the line AB gives the solution of the equation x plus 2y equal to 6. This means that if we take any point on the given line AB, that will satisfy the given linear equation, and hence it becomes the solution for the given linear equation. And the third observation is, any point which does not lie on the line AB is not the solution of x plus 2y equal to 6. So if we take any point that does not lie on this line, that will not satisfy the given linear equation. Therefore, it will not be the solution of the given linear equation. So from these observations, we can conclude that every point on the line satisfies the equation and every solution of the equation is a point on the line. Now let us see some examples on plotting the graphs of linear equations. Example 9, draw the graph of x plus y equal to 4. So to draw the graph of a linear equation, first we need to find the solutions of the linear equation. So this linear equation will have infinite solutions. But how many solutions we need to find to plot a graph? And students, we know that two points determine a line. So it is sufficient to find two solutions to plot the graph of this linear equation. But normally we find more than two solutions, so that even if there is any error, calculation error in a given solution, that will be detected. Now let us try to solve the given linear equation x plus y is equal to 4 transposing x to the right hand side, we get y is equal to 4 minus x. So putting x is equal to 0, we get y is equal to 4, and putting x is equal to 2, we get y is equal to 2. Putting x is equal to 4, we get y is equal to 0. Therefore, the solutions of the linear equation can be summarized as 0, 4, 2, 2, and 4, 0. So now we need to plot these points on the graph. So plotting these points on the graph and joining them, we get a straight line as shown in the figure. Now let us see another example, example 10. Given the point 1, 2, find the equation of a line on which it lies. How many such equations are there? So here 1, 2 is a solution of the linear equation. So we are looking for a line that is passing through the point 1, 2. One of such linear equation can be x plus y is equal to 3. We can observe that 1, 2 satisfies this linear equation. But we know that there are infinitely many lines that passes through a given point. So there are infinitely many equations which satisfy the given point 1, 2. Now let us solve another example, example 11. The force applied on a body is directly proportional to the acceleration produced in the body. Write an equation to express the situation and plot the graph of the equation. Take the mass of the body, in this case proportionality constant, as 3 kilograms. So here there are two variables involved, force and acceleration. Let the force applied is equal to y units and the acceleration produced is equal to x units. So from the ratio and proportion, we can express this fact as y is equal to kx, where k is proportionality constant. From our study of science, we know that k is actually the mass of the body, because this equation is similar to the equation f is equal to ma, where y is equal to f, x is equal to a, so k will be equal to m. So taking k is equal to 3 as given in the question, we get the linear equation as y is equal to 3x. Now we need to plot the graph of this linear equation. So to plot the graph of this linear equation, we need to find solutions of this linear equation. So this linear equation is simple, so we can directly get the solutions. So the solutions of the above linear equation are 0, 0, 2, 6. So we can plot these points on a graph and join them. We get a straight line as shown in the figure. Now let us do the next example, example 12. Which of the equations, 1, x plus y equal to 0, 2nd, y is equal to 2x, 3rd, y is equal to 2x plus 1, 4th, y is equal to 2x minus 4, represent the following graph? A graph is given here. So in this question, a graph is given. We need to find the corresponding linear equation. So how to find? In the figure, we can observe that there are some points given on the line, say minus 1 comma minus 6, 0 comma minus 4, 1 comma minus 2, 2 comma 0. So the linear equation which satisfy all these points will be the required linear equation. So by inspection, we can see that the fourth equation, that is y is equal to 2x minus 4, satisfies all these points. Therefore, this is the equation corresponding to this graph. Now, example 13. The taxi fare in a city is as follows. For the first kilometer, the fare is rupees 8. And for the subsequent distance, it is rupees 5 per kilometer. Taking the distance covered as x kilometers and the total fare as rupees y, Write a linear equation for this information and draw its graph. So let us suppose the total distance covered is equal to x kilometers and the total fare is rupees y. So as per the given question, fare for the first kilometer is rupees 8 and the fare after first kilometer is rupees 5 per kilometer. If x is the total distance covered, then the distance covered after 1 kilometer is x minus 1 kilometer. So the fare for the distance covered after the first kilometer is 5 multiplied by x minus 1, because 5 is the fare per kilometer and x minus 1 is the total distance covered after the first kilometer. Now we have the total fare is equal to fare for the first kilometer plus fare after the first kilometer. So we have total fare rupees y and fare for the first kilometer rupees 8 and fare after the first kilometer 5 times x minus 1. Hence we get y is equal to 8 plus 5 into x minus 1. Now simplifying this, we have y is equal to 8 plus 5x minus 5. On further simplification, we get y is equal to 5x plus 3. So y is equal to 5x plus 3 is the required linear equation. Now we need to plot the graph of this linear equation. So to plot the graph of this linear equation, we need to have some solutions of this linear equations. So putting x is equal to 0, we get y is equal to 5 times 0 plus 3, that is 0 plus 3, that is 3. Similarly, putting x is equal to 1, we get y is equal to 8, and putting x is equal to minus 1, we get y is equal to minus 2. So the solutions can be summarized as 0, 3, 1, 8 and minus 1, minus 2. And plotting these points on the graph and joining them, we get a straight line as shown in the figure. Now let us learn equations of axis and lines parallel to x-axis and y-axis. X equal to 0 is the equation of y-axis and y is equal to 0 is the equation of x-axis. Students, we know that the y-coordinate of any point on the x-axis is 0. Therefore, the equation of x-axis becomes y is equal to 0. Similarly, we also know that the x-coordinate of any point on the y-axis is 0. Therefore, the equation of the y-axis is x is equal to 0. The another special line, the graph of x is equal to a is a straight line parallel to y-axis. Now if we take this straight line, the graph of the line x is equal to a, the x coordinate is always a and y coordinates can change. So this makes the line parallel to y-axis because x coordinate is always constant. Similarly, the graph of y is equal to a is a straight line parallel to x-axis. Now an equation of the type y is equal to mx represent a straight line passing through the origin. So we can observe that the point 0, 0 satisfies the given equation. So the equation of the type y is equal to mx always passes through the origin and it is a straight line because it is a linear equation. Now let us see geometric representations of equations in one variable and two variables. Let us understand this with an example. Example 16. Solve the linear equation 2x plus 1 equal to x minus 3 and give geometric representation as an equation in one variable and in two variables. So first of all, let us simplify the given linear equation. So we have 2x plus 1 equal to x minus 3. Transposing x from the right hand side to left hand side and transposing 1 from the left hand side to right hand side, we get 2x minus x equal to minus 3 minus 1. This gives us x is equal to minus 4. So if we view this x is equal to minus 4 as an equation in one variable, this equation x is equal to minus 4 represents a point on the number line. So we can see that representation of minus 4 on the number line. If the same equation x is equal to minus 4 is considered as equation in two variables, so we can rewrite this as x plus 0y equal to minus 4. Now if we observe the solutions of the above equation, we have minus 4 comma 1, minus 4 comma 2, minus 4 comma 0. We can observe that the x coordinate is always constant, that is minus 4, and the y coordinate keeps on changing. Now if we try to plot the graph of this linear equation, we get a straight line, the straight line parallel to y axis. So the equation x is equal to minus 4 taken in two variables represents a straight line. So students, in this module 2 we have learnt the graphical representation of linear equations and equations of axis and lines parallel to x axis and y axis, and also geometric representations of equations in one variable and in two variables. And in the next module, that is module 3, we will solve some more applications based on graphical representations of linear equations. So this is the end of module 2, and we will meet in the module 3.